our show. And on today's program, reporting live from DCU's FinTech Innovation Center in Boston, Massachusetts, is Mr. Scott Patterson from CU Student Choice and Laurel Taylor from Future Fuel. How are you guys?
Great, Mike. Good to see you.
Fantastic.
Good, good. How are things in Boston, Massachusetts today? They all right?
It's outside. I got blue sky out there. It's probably cold, though. It is Boston in the
winter.
Beautiful
day. Brace yourself. Walk down the street.
Good, good. Well, spring is on its way, so nothing to fear there. And we're talking about some really cool stuff here. CU Student Choice and Future Fuel Partnership. You're crushing student debt and building financial wellness is pretty much it for this interview. And before we start discussing the partnership, Laurel, can you give us a quick overview on Future Fuel and what you guys are all about?
Absolutely. So Mike, so thrilled to be here, and the partnership with Scott and CU Student Choice is just really inspiring. And together, we are on a mission to crush student debt.
Good for you.
Thank you. Very, very much, very much needed. The 70% today who are graduating with student loan debt that on average takes 17 to 20 years to pay down is really, you know, when we think about the spectrum of financial health and wellness, we often refer to those of us with student debt, myself having had $150,000 of it, as really starting from a place of dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively through technology and through our partnership, how do we reach users and members at scale? And then how do we help them not only accelerate their ability to pay down their debt by 2, 4, or 5 years, but how do we help them go beyond that debt from a state of dis-ease into health and wellness?
Because I've heard that, you know, when you graduate from college and you have this tremendous debt, it kind of delays life a little bit because you're so busy paying this amount of money off, because then you can't, you know, get the car, get the house, have the family, all that type of stuff. It kind of delays that whole thing, which is a huge issue. I think we've talked about that a number of times, Scott, as well. It's like, it's an issue. It's a problem. So it looks like you guys are partnering up to kind of help eliminate that, basically, right, Scott?
Well, or help with it. You know, we still believe that this can be one of the most empowering forms of debt that a consumer can take on in their entire life. I mean, this helps people build a better life for themselves, a better life for communities, take the career path that they're most interested in life and really succeed. But the debt is there and it's real. And so how can we here at Student Choice help credit unions to help their members with the backside of the student debt, not just help them get into college, get on the right path towards the career and education they want to have, but how do we help them get the monkey off their back in the end?
Indeed.
Right? How do we help them do that successfully? And that's what this is all about.
Right on. Let's step back a little bit. What prompted this partnership? How did it spark? What was the spark that brought these two organizations together? Laurel, you want to go first? Or Scott? Whomever?
Really, it's about what's behind the wall here.
DCU FinTech Innovation Center.
Mike, I know that you're familiar with the DCU FinTech Center, but for those in your audience that are not, this is a kind of like an incubator space here in downtown Boston, right in the heart of Boston, that DCU set up with the intention of really getting to better understand the innovations that are emerging in the FinTech space, specifically related in many cases to consumer finance, consumer banking. And that's because DCU is one of the original founders of CU Student Choice, we've had a very interesting kind of passenger seat ride on this journey to see some very interesting organizations. And of course, a lot of these organizations are focused on some of the key problems or key challenges in personal finance. Mm-hmm. Student, of course, is one of those, or student debt is one of those. And so there's a number of organizations that we've seen and talked to. Laurel and Future Fuel is one of those. We're really excited about what they're doing and their approach to this and really helping with that debt challenge. So that's the heart of it.
Cool. And so, Laurel, how are you guys going to work together to kind of address this issue and hopefully bring it down some?
Absolutely. Well, to bring it down, we've got to reach the user. We've got to reach what we call the user, the borrower, the member. And so, as you know, distribution and scale and impact, that's really the lifeblood for any startup. And then as we started at the DCU, really coveting that, here's your seat and you've got free space for a year, which is critical as you're starting in the early days. Mm-hmm. meeting Scott and his team and appreciating that the ability for CU Student Choice to really serve their audience and bring this innovation forward to help build that financial health and wellness muscle. And for us, our ability to package innovation with the partnership and the reach that CU Student Choice has in the market is the beautiful marriage that I think, you know, every, you know, very large player and innovator in the market is looking to build that kind of partnership and relationship. So for us, we're hugely indebted and grateful. And it's going to be really exciting to see the next year, two, three, 4 years to really grow that partnership and not only look at the impact in terms of the number of total users that we're serving, but because we've also integrated financial health and wellness and a fiscal score, we can see what impact we're making not only on the debt, accelerating that pay down, but how are we helping with liquidity? How are we helping with the nest egg? How are we helping with that first 401k contribution? Yeah. And because of financial technology today and that 360 view into funding and spending, and you know, it's really exciting to be able to measure that impact in a fairly intimate way.
Yeah, and that's something we're particularly excited about too, Mike, because Student Choice started off 11 years ago by sort of a concept around, you know, how can credit unions help their members with this education finance challenge? Your members want the branches saying, I want to help my son or daughter go to college. How can you help me?
Right.
And you said, well, go talk to Sallie Mae or go, you know, go figure it out on your own. They didn't have a solution. So we've, I don't want to say we've conquered that challenge. We certainly have good solutions for credit unions in that space. Now shifting our perspectives to the holistic challenge of education finance and debt. And this takes place really from the time a child is born.
Oh, no doubt.
When families should be starting to think about this challenge and saving. So Laurel talked about, you know, college savings, 529 plans, all the way up through full repayment of their loans. So there's a very long cycle here, and there's a lot of opportunity for credit unions to help their members within that journey.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, Scott.
Well, I was just gonna say, you know, you talk about a marriage, I think you used the term. It is interesting. Student Choice has it in our background, in our DNA, is partner. And really is, we believe in collaboration among organizations, and that's a way that we can really help extend the value proposition of what Student Choice can be around this challenge of education finance. And this, Laurel and her team not only bring really amazing technology, I mean, that is certainly, you know, the first check in the checkbox in partnering, but maybe the more important thing is just the compatibility of the two organizations, the cultural fit. Future Fuel is a mission, purpose-driven organization. They are very, very focused on how do we help the maximum number of people with this challenge.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a natural fit between the two organizations, right? I mean, it sounds like it's very complementary because it just, I think it's very natural fit. So looks like there's some.
We're really excited about it.
And we are extremely excited about it. And again, you know, really, really grateful for the opportunity and grateful for the confidence that the DCU and that Scott and his team having us, and it's exciting. You know, it's going to be an exciting few years ahead.
Let's look at it from the credit union perspective. What are the benefits that you guys see for credit unions, and then ultimately trickling down to the membership? Because it sounds like this is an incredibly valuable resource that credit unions can provide to their members. Scott, you want to address that first, and then Laurel, you can add in?
Yeah, I think it starts with the credit union staff, actually, with Future Fuel, and that's approaching it. Is this is one of the most exciting topics in the HR benefits community that's out there today. If you're in the HR profession, you're very familiar that there are some organizations doing some really interesting things around helping attract and retain the next generation of the workforce, the next generation of leaders, and helping them pay down their student loan debt. And so this is something that's getting a lot of attention. We want to be sure that credit unions are recognizing this as an opportunity to attract and retain the next generation of their employee base.
Yeah.
So it starts there. Okay. Now, several thousand people in the country that work for credit unions. So there's a marketplace there, but it goes beyond that. We see the next phase as, okay, when the credit union understands what this is all about, this is something the credit union then can take to their SEGs as a new HR benefit that HR community is probably very aware of and very interested in learning more about.
Yeah.
So when you think about where credit unions come from in their history, in their DNA, are these relationships in many cases with SEGs. And that's in most cases within the HR department at those SEGs. So the credit union itself is a benefit to employees at the SEGS. We see this as a way that the credit union can offer a new attract and retain benefit to those SEG HR departments.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's a no-brainer from my perspective. So, Laurel, you want to add anything to that?
I think Scott just articulated that beautifully. We're in the tightest labor market that we've been in since 1969. Mm-hmm. And I love that CU Student Choice is starting, for lack of a better term, at Google, we used to say, eating your own dog food. And so really just start at home first, right? And deploying financial health and wellness platform, a student debt fintech platform that has multiple capabilities to, you know, crush debt at an accelerated pace. And then the ability for those who are actually using the platform and benefiting from, there's a natural inspiration that comes from that of, this is awesome. I just saw that with an extra $25 a month, I can shave, you know, a year and a half off the life of my loans. I get a year and a half of my life back. And then the ability to evangelize that to their customer and to be able to continue to scale through the market in a way that feels very organic, because mm-hmm. we are mission driven. It is the fastest growing benefit in the stack. You know, when I started the company a couple of years ago, the market was like, what is, you know, student debt centric benefits, offering benefits that address student debt. You know, now we're seeing this voracious appetite. We have the youngest workforce we've ever had. We're going to be 75% millennial based by 2025, the dominant workforce. Hypermobility, the average retention now is 15 months. That's incredibly expensive for employers to replace producers. Cost 90 to 200% of a person's base salary by the Society of Human Resources. So all the math is there, but beyond the math and beyond the fact it's the right thing to do, because we need equitable benefits today, not yet addressing at scale the dis-ease that exists in the workforce from those who are educated. This is the new normal. This is the thing that's coming, and that will be, you know, will be, I don't want to say expected, but will be the norm.
Yeah. In the next, I would certainly say, sounds like it. Yeah. Certainly sounds like it.
And I think what's going to propel that is the expectation that Congress will make this a tax-free benefit, just like a 401k ultimately. So there's bipartisan support for that. It's just a matter of when it becomes a priority on Congress's plate. But I have a feeling that probably will be, I don't know what the latest prediction is, but in the next couple of years. That's when you'll see the avalanche. That's when you'll see employers really diving in saying, hey, this is something the government's making as a benefit for organizations that want to do this. And the expectation is that we should be doing this.
Yeah.
And the employees know that. And so we think that's going to be a really amazing, it's going to propel this thing forward, I think, in many ways.
I agree. To wrap up here, guys, what are some goals for this partnership? Do you have like short-term goals, long-term goals, that type of stuff? Laurel, you want to go first?
Sure. So I think our number one goal is actually to create a great partnership. And I think like any great partnership, it's about trust, rapport, delivery. So our job is to deliver flawlessly to our client and to our customer, and then ultimately to the user. So we are extremely focused on doing that, right? Which is being super responsive to any interest, to implementing flawlessly, to ensuring that we're constantly improving the experience across our application and across the technology. So just being a fantastic partner in delivering on what we say we're going to deliver. And we're going through a really exciting period of growth right now so that we can continue to double down on support and delivery and product innovation in the market. But I think that's first and foremost, of being a total service to our customer, to the user, keeping that as our true north in everything we do. I think if we do that well, we will be solving the number one problem we've been hired to solve in the relationship.
Yeah. Indeed. Scott?
I think from our perspective, Mike, we really want to help credit unions succeed in attracting and retaining the next generation of talent within this amazing cooperative system. And I think the proof is certainly there that this type of benefit can help do that. Student Choice, I think Laurel was referencing, we've rolled this out within our staff. So if you work for CU Student Choice and you have student loan debt, $50 a month automatically goes straight towards your student loan debt.
Nice.
And the feedback's amazing. And it's not just feedback from the people that are receiving that benefit. It's feedback from the other people in the organization that say, I really am proud to be working for an organization that cares about its employees, that's doing these innovative things. And so I think we're on a journey here to help advocate and show credit unions what this is all about, because I think if you talk to credit union leaders, in their top five list of challenges, if not in the top two, is retention.
Yeah.
And retention of your best people. And this is one way or one more arrow or one more tool in the toolbox to help them do that. And so we think we can help credit unions succeed in that. And then we also think that ultimately we can help them succeed in showing more members through their SEGs and connecting with those SEGs in an even greater way. Show those members and those prospects through those SEGs, you know, another really cool benefit of the credit unions possible through their employer.
Yeah, I think this is a huge value add for credit unions, and especially like you were, the student loan debt is just, it's at crisis levels, as I think we'll all agree there. And to have two organizations like what you guys are offering and to have offer that to credit unions just really, just makes them that much more valuable. And again, retaining those really key staff members and also attracting new members with these types of offerings. So kudos to you guys for coming together, joining forces and providing this stuff to credit unions. Really, it's really, I think it means a lot to the industry. So I think it's good stuff for sure.
Thank you, Mike.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Any other words? Any other final words of wisdom, you two?
Come back in a year.
Let's do it.
Let's see where things are, and we'll be excited to talk to you about some actual case studies of what the credit union is doing. And stay tuned. There's a few big credit unions that are about to launch this.
Okay, very cool. Well, we'll be sitting on pins and needles for 365 days. Thanks, Scott. All right. All right, guys. Appreciate it. Laurel, Scott, thanks again. Appreciate the time.